Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond. Cheers, everyone. Oh, and we've got a great topic to talk about today is this weekend I went to the Hollywood Collector's Show in Burbank, which Rick introduced me to probably how many years ago?
Several.
10 years to 11 years ago.
As long as I've known you, so at least seven.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time, yeah. And so we thought we'd reminisce a little bit about the collector show. And Rick, just kind of tell them what the deal is with the collector.
The deal is, what it is how it started out was it used to be sort of a movie memorabilia show. Okay. And then they started having celebrity guests. And when I talk about celebrity guests, I mean people who are celebrities, but they're not, they're a little bit, they've jumped the shark, I guess you could say. Or they're, you know, they're just.
Has-beens.
I don't know if has-beens. They're retired, some of them. Not a lot of current stars, but people that we grew up with, people from movies and television, stuff that we like in the 50s, 60s.
Who aren't working that much.
Exactly.
Films in the, well, they're retired.
Some people I'll tell the you why I kind of like it. It's because it's all people, like exactly you said, that they've kind of jumped the shark. They've been up there. They've been way the heck up there where they wouldn't even talk to us. They wouldn't even talk to normal people like you and I. But now they're kind of on the down. And it wasn't the collector show. One of my favorite things was, remember when Cliff Robertson asked you for a job at Morton?
That was at Morton.
Kind of that thing. It's like, you know, here's these people that have all this career and this acclaim, and they're kind of down on this level.
Now they're looking for something. Yeah.
And they're nicer to people. They're nicer. Yeah. They've kind of rid the road, and they're just nicer people, and they talk.
Cool. Yeah, for the most part, they're all really nice. And so, you know, I used to go, I used to collect movie posters too. So I started going, and when I used to go, there's still a lot of people from the 30s and 40s that were at these things. A lot of TV people from the 50s, but it was a lot of 30s and 40s. And one of my earliest really cool things was meeting Anne Gwynn, who used to be in a bunch of Universal horror films in the 40s.
Wow.
And so she was in a wheelchair, and she had a stroke and stuff, so she couldn't talk that well. That it was just awesome meeting her, and I'd have her sign all these lobby cards and stuff that I had. And she'd be at almost, and they had them about every 3 months, and she'd be at almost every one, and it was really cool to be able to talk to her, because she was worked in movies with Lon Chaney and Boris Karloff and all those guys, so it was really awesome.
Let me tell you how it's changed.
It's different.
It used to be like Stanley Kramer we met there when we first got going, and in that short period of 10 years, it's now like people that were on Celebrity Rehab, and now they're on here. Yeah. So it's like a new level. But one of my favorite things, and I got to have Amanda talk about this first, is let's talk a little bit about people we've met at the Collector Show, including stalkers. And Amanda met someone at the Collector Show. You just tell the story, Amanda, and Rick and I will just. We'll tell the truth when you don't.
Well, we went to one of the collector shows, and there was a panel for The Goonies, which was a movie that came out in the 80s, which was hugely popular with a lot of people around my age group.
Right.
And Sean Astin was there, and Jeff Cohen was there. And Sean Astin had played Mikey, and Jeff Cohen had played Chunk, you know, the big, fat, funny kid. And so I was getting their autographs, and I was just talking to Jeff Cohen, and we were talking about, where do you work? What do you do? He's like, I'm an entertainment lawyer now. And he said, what do you do? I work at Disney. And he's like, oh, I told him about the show I was on, and we were talking about the writers. And he says, oh, you know, actually, I know those guys. So they're friends of mine. It's like, huh, no kidding. So we should get together and talk about Disney and stuff sometime.
Okay, that's when your radar should have risen. Am I right?
I think the fact that he wanted... Well, I think we're going to find out a little bit more.
I think
the big motivating factor was the fact that she worked at Disney, and he thought maybe he could you know, get some sort of a gig out of this.
Okay, but he I was there too, and we were talking to Sean Astin, and he'd lost a ton of weight, and he was looking good. Mm-hmm. So I'm just here's well, I'll let you continue the story, but I'm just going to get my little thing here. It's like Jerry O'Connell, right? In the Jerry O'Connell was in Sandlot, and he played the fat kid, and he lost all that weight, and he got chicks like crazy. Okay, go ahead. Finish your story.
So we traded cards, and I emailed him, and then a week later, he emailed me back and says, "Oh yeah, we should do dinner, you know, whatever night."
And dinner, another red flag. What do you think, Rick?
A little bit. Coffee or lunch?
Coffee would have been acceptable.
Well, yeah. He works in Beverly Hills, yeah. So it wasn't, and I worked in Burbank, so lunch was not.
He brought up that he worked in Beverly Hills?
Yes.
Yeah, that was another red flag.
So, I said, yeah, sure, no problem, you know, we'll get together and talk about our mutual contacts and whatnot. And so we got on the dinner, we're kind of like talking about, you know, things that we're interested in, talking about work, about his career as acting, and then why he got out of it, and how he enjoys what he's doing as an entertainment lawyer so much better, and the different clients he has, which I won't disclose. But, you know, just kind of chatting and getting along, and then I said, he mentioned some song, I forget what it was, like, oh, man, my boyfriend loves that. And he's like, oh.
Conversation took a totally different turn
at that point. And then it lasted maybe 50 minutes after that, and it was...
That was the end. Well, you know, I give him credit for that. You got to give him a little credit for that he didn't pursue it after he found out.
Yeah, that's true. And I thought he actually asked you, didn't he say something like, you're married? Are you married or something like that?
Yeah, so my first time he said, are you married? Right? I says, no, I guess I have a boyfriend. And then maybe the fact that I was bringing you up, I brought you up a couple times, actually. Uh-huh. Different things.
Yeah. So anyway, so I think that was probably, actually I give him a lot of credit then. He seemed like a nice guy, and he probably is. The fact that he didn't pursue after, but he definitely was, had his eyes.
Yeah, that's fine.
And like I said, you know,
here's what I'm thinking. He thought Rick and I were gay, and he thought you were and so he thought you were open season.
Right.
Okay, Rick, you have an experience you want to tell?
I don't have anything that was really, like, I certainly don't have a dinner thing with anybody. I probably could have asked Anne Gwynn out. She wouldn't have argued. I would have had a wheelchair. But, I'll just say people that I met that I really liked. Somebody said, I don't know, for the Giants, who was that? Broxton is a bum. I love it. Who is it? Aaron Rowan just hit home for the Giants. Okay,
we're watching the baseball game. At a bar, like you do.
Anyway, some of the highlights. Oh, you know what?
This is getting back to the horror films. Meeting the Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Chapman. That was awesome. And my kids love the Creature from the Black Lagoon. So taking my kids to meet him after I'd already met him once and having their picture taken with him, and he was the nicest guy in the world. That was pretty awesome. And we saw him a few times there, and that was really cool. Yeah. Meeting Batman and Robin, Adam West and Burt Ward was awesome. Meeting people that I grew up again, now we're getting into the later years, it was more TV people.
Yeah.
But people that I really just loved watching on TV and being able to meet them and tell them.
Yeah.
And I got to meet Alan Young, who I loved on Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed! Alan Young is awesome.
Scrooge McDuck, so
and he's like one of those guys that is... like 90 years old, and
he's
is
an icon.
Just
yeah,
he's just icon. Like really, he was really sharp when you met him.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Probably my ultimate guy, just because I've always liked him, and just the fact that he was a major, major movie star, was meeting Tony Curtis. We've talked about Tony Curtis before, but that was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't even really talk that much, and he was pretty old, but just the fact that you're meeting this guy's he's an absolute legend, and that was pretty awesome.
Right.
I thought that was pretty cool,
right.
Meeting him. Meeting George Lazenby, who was James Bond,
right.
Like one of my all-time favorite Bond movies. That was really cool. Most of the guys, meeting Bruce Stern, sort of more recently, I always really liked him a lot.
Yeah.
We talked about Santa Rosa, because he was from the Bay Area, and he knows all about Santa Rosa, and he asked some questions about it. And so we had a kind of a cool connection. That was really fun. So most people, those are the ones that spring to mind immediately, just as far as being a really good experience.
Cool. Well, I told my a story of meeting LeBeau at the thing, but my other favorite one, and Rick and I had met this guy, it would be Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, which I worked with Buddy Hackett.
Rick worked with him on Little Mermaid, where Rick animated Scuttle, and Buddy Hackett was the voice of Scuttle.
Yeah.
And I volunteered at the... We had this weird... We kept on meeting Buddy Hackett.
You'd see him all the time, yeah.
And I would meet... I spent a whole day at the L.A. Mission serving pie with him. And the funniest day I'd ever spent in my life.
Yeah.
He was just like jokes.
He's amazing.
But if you retell the joke, they're not funny.
No, it's only funny when he tells it.
It's only funny when he tells it.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we had met him, and then we had met him at the funeral of Stanley Kramer.
Right.
And he offered to invite you to a barbecue.
But that's as far as it went.
Right. He was going to invite us to a barbecue, and then at a funeral. And then he was at the Collector's Show. And so, were you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were there.
I know where this
I thought
on.
You were there. And so anyway, we're talking to him at the Collector's Show, and he's talking a mile a minute like he always does. And this was probably 2 months before he died.
Well, remember Soupy Sales.
Oh, that was it.
All right, go ahead.
Was that the last words that Buddy Hackett...
Soupy Sales was at the Collector's Show also. And it was
Soupy Sales at the Collector's Show.
Probably quite a bit older than Buddy at the time.
And so we're talking to Buddy Hackett, and Buddy Hackett says, we said, like you say to old people, you're looking really good, which you don't really mean, but you say it a lot. And he was looking decent. And he's like, I said, you're looking really good. And he said, yeah, but did you see Soupy Sales? I don't think he's going to be with us much longer. And 2 months later, Buddy was gone.
The punchline.
Soupy still lived on. Yeah. Soupy lasted another year and a half,
at least.
A couple years.
He died just recently.
Yeah. So it was, but that was the last words Buddy Hackett ever spoke to me and Rick were, Soupy Sales doesn't look so good.
I think he just said Soupy. I don't think Soupy's going to be with us. It's just funny for him to say the words. I don't think Soupy's going to be with us much longer.
And that was it. And then my other favorite was this last, not this collector show, but the one before that when Jeff Conaway and Eddie Munster got in a fight.
Got in a fight.
But and Jeff Conaway was riding his Little Rascal motorized.
I mean, yeah, he
scooter.
Needs like a walker to get around and stuff. He's in pretty bad shape.
But
it's changed over the years. I mean, we used to go, and it was like sometimes I remember it being like $10 to get an autograph on a still, and then it became like $20. But you could take your picture with the person, and it was all cool. And then Ray Kortz, who used to run it, let it go, and someone else bought it.
Right. Now it's a big corporation.
Now it's like it's more to get in. It's every signature is $20. You get your picture with a guy, it's another $20.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's like crazy expensive now. It's just, it's not as cool. And plus, a lot of really great people aren't around anymore. So now you're getting people from the 70s and 80s. I'm like, okay, well, to me, that's not really.
Yeah, that was, this last one that just took place this weekend was amazing to me. Was that Rose Marie from the Dick Van Dyke Show,
she's
a
great.
Legend.
She's a great
Not guy. One person seeing her, but then, people from Baywatch is getting tons of business, and, Joey Lawrence and other people are getting just tons of people coming
Joey
to
Lawrence.
See him. And it's like, that's the difference between a legend and a... person who had one series.
Yeah.
On
TV. But the people that go, the age ranges, they're probably in their 30s, maybe.
Excuse Laura,
30, 40s. And so it's like, they're going to be excited about Joey Lawrence
and
some of the 80s people. But, Rosemary's like a legend, man. She's on Dick Van Dyke Show. Come on.
I know.
And, so it's like, you can't explain it, but, it runs the whole gamut.
What is a little bit weird, and actually a guy in an airplane told me this one time. He said that time is like the ultimate equalizer, and it's like there are Academy Award winners that are there.
Yeah.
And they're not working. They're scrounging for a few bucks and looking for something, and... I mean, Academy Award winners, Tony Curtis, well, he never won.
He won, but he was nominated.
He was nominated.
But
George Takaris won an Academy Award.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah.
Stanley Kramer probably won an Academy Award. He was there. And but just amazing, the people that have been there that are legends and are fighting the...
I gotta say, Don Knotts was awesome. Meeting Don Knotts, I mean, before he passed away, that was, again, he's an absolute brilliant legend, television legend. And just meeting that guy was just amazing,
And there's other people that aren't really that famous, like the guy in Lost in Space, Don.
Don, yeah.
Is, you know, I mean, the question you always ask is, what are you doing now, you know?
Mark Goddard is his
Mark
name.
Goddard, right.
Yeah.
Mark Goddard, and he is a, he teaches special education kids and in Boston. He's a huge hockey fan, so we talked about hockey,
cool.
But he's just a normal, good guy doing what he wants to do, and that's like the best.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
the best.
When they moved on, they're happy doing stuff. I met Gary Grimes, who was in Last Picture Show.
Yeah.
Among some, he was also made a John Wayne movie
Gary
called
Grimes, great.
Culpeper Cattle Company, I think. Anyway, talking to him, I talked to him for like 15 minutes because it wasn't real, it was on a Sunday, and he was just hanging out. I was telling him about how much I liked the movie, and he's telling me about his career. I didn't have him sign anything. I just talked to him, and it was just. And he's doing something completely different now. He's like, he's like, showbiz. I just couldn't take it anymore. And I kept getting offered these parts and stuff I didn't want to do. And I was getting older, and I just didn't like the junk I was getting. I was doing these TV shows I didn't want to do. So he's doing something actually. I forget what it was, but something actually really cool in business. He's doing something really, really cool. So it's cool when people can go on and. You know.
Well, I'll close it on one other guy that I met before he probably, I don't know if it was, were you there when I met Gary Busey?
Probably. I think he's
so Gary Busey came in.
Real character.
And he was like, and it was kind of before everyone knew he was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But he walked up and he's like, he comes in and he walks right up to me and gets like a little bit too close, personal space close.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "How's Dallas?" And I have no idea. And I'm thinking he thinks I'm somebody else or what the deal. And he says, "You know how Dallas is doing?" And I didn't know if Larry Hagman was there or something.
It's off the air.
Anyway, after discussing it, he's a big Dallas Cowboys fan.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to know if I was listening to the Dallas football game, which I was no chance I would.
Here's the thing. This is why we know he's crazy. It was April.
No. So then he plugs in a television.
Uh-huh.
You can't get reception in California on television. I'm plugging
it. Have rabbit ears and everything.
Yeah, rabbit ears, and he's trying to get reception so he can watch a football game while he's signing autographs. And it's like, so I had him sign the Buddy Holly story, or autograph picture of him, Buddy Holly, and I said, "You were awesome in that movie," and he said, "That is the only movie that I felt a power." I felt when the movie started, some power came inside me, and I had a power in me. And then when the movie ended, the power left.
It sure did. Yeah.
And
no argument there.
So we have come to the end of our time, and that's Hollywood Collector Show. And if you're ever in LA. I don't know. Do we want to recommend that show?
I think at least once.
Yeah, go once.
people from back east, if you've never done.
But check to see who's there before you go.
There you go. Rewrite it, Amanda.
Yeah.
Check to see who's there first. Yeah. And thank you for joining us at Rick's Martini Bar. Don't forget our sponsors, PB Imaging.
Please,
We love Peter. He's the bomb. Peter will get you. Can do business cards, signs. Do all kinds of stuff.
He's the man.
Lunch boards.
Pictures for you. He'll do anything
Lunch
for you.
Lunch boards.
Also, audible.com where you can download an audio book that you can listen to. I got to find
one. Do we have a book out?
I've got to get one. And also, if you're on Facebook, we have a Facebook fan. And you know what? Forget fan. We'll be your friend. So you can Rick's Martini Bar. On Facebook, and we will be
Jerry will be your friend no matter what.
You can be Rick's fan, but we'll be my friend. And Amanda, you want to be a friend or a fan?
I can be either or.
Oh, there you go. Logan. That's what what's-his-face said, Chunk said. Thanks for joining us.
Paid for dinner.
Rick's Martini Bar. Join us next week for another. No, we love Chuck. Actually, I've got new respect for Chuck now that I heard the whole story. Pretty much the way Rick told me was he just hit on you. But anyway, he was respectful. So I like that.
Respectful hit.
Yeah.
No disrespect, Jeff.
No disrespect.
Yeah.
Cheers. Join us next week for Rick's Martini Bar.